So this morning, we're going to take a look in 1 John chapter 5. Beautiful passage about the assurance that God gives of our salvation through Jesus Christ. Beginning there in verse 11 of 1 John chapter 5. The Bible says, "And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." So the title of our message this morning is "That Ye May Know." Let's pray. Lord, I pray you would use your word in our hearts this morning to teach and grow us. Lord, if there's someone in our service not born again, use it in their lives. Lord, to show them they need Jesus. They must be born again to see heaven. So please, I just pray you'll now calm all of our spirits and open our hearts to the truth of your word and have your will now through the power of your word. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So as we see here in verse 11, the Bible says, "This is the record." This is the record. God has written down for us a record, which is His word. His recording of creation, His recording of His creation of a nation called Israel and the law, and then the Lord Jesus Christ and His visit to the earth and why He came to the earth. It's all a record. And the Bible says that part of that record is this good news that God has given us eternal life. That is definitely good news. Notice it says, verse 11, that God hath given to us eternal life. Eternal life, according to Scripture, is a gift. If you would look at John chapter 10 and verse 28, the Lord Jesus Christ here is talking about how He came to give us this wonderful gift of eternal life. Notice John chapter 10 and down in verse 27. Jesus says, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me." And look at verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life." Jesus came to give us eternal life. We can't earn eternal life. We can't purchase eternal life. It is a gift. And the Bible says, Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So God came to give us a gift. And Jesus Christ, of course, paid for this gift through His death and His resurrection. So it may be a gift and it may be free to us, but it certainly costs God everything for Jesus Christ to die on the cross. And notice it says in our passage, verse 11, "And this life is in His Son." So God came to give us eternal life, but that life is in Jesus Christ. The reason for that is because Jesus is life. And so when we are born again, we receive Christ, and in receiving Christ, we receive life. Because He is the giver of life. Remember, Jesus said in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus doesn't just give life, He is life. And so when we receive Christ at salvation, we receive eternal life. This life is in His Son. We're told in John chapter 1, verse 12, "As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." And so the Lord Jesus Christ, the record is that He came to give us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. Notice it says in verse 12, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." God does not look at the world as denominations. Christians may, but God doesn't. God looks at the world as two groups of people. We've talked about this in Awana a lot, haven't we, young people? Two groups of people, right? So on this side, we have everybody is what? What? Dead. And on this side, everybody is alive. So the Bible breaks the whole world down into two groups of people. He that hath the Son and he that hath not the Son. That's it. Not what church you go to, not whether or not you've been baptized, not whether or not you try to keep the Ten Commandments, but whether or not you have the Son or whether or not you don't have the Son. And that's what He says. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It all comes down to Jesus Christ. Do we have Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in us? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So the whole world is broken down into those two groups of people. Those that are alive, those that are dead. And God gives us this beautiful verse, verse 13. Every Christian should memorize this verse so that when you're witnessing to people, you can tell them that the good news is that we can know something. Notice verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe. So we know who he's writing to now, verse 13. The people that have accepted Jesus Christ, the people that have received eternal life. He said, I've written unto you that ye may know that you have eternal life. That's good news. We don't have to wonder. We don't have to guess. According to the authority of God's Word, we can know that we have eternal life. This is so beautiful. And that's, John is telling us, he wrote this epistle with that primary purpose of giving us as Christians the assurance that we can know that we have eternal life. Now, if you would go to John chapter 20, also written by the Apostle John, he tells us why he wrote his gospel. So remember, John wrote a gospel, the gospel of John, and then he wrote three epistles, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and then God allowed him to write Revelation. So John wrote a lot of the New Testament. But here in John chapter 20, down in verse 31, he tells us why he wrote his gospel. Notice he says, but these are written, so he's not talking about his epistle, which was written years later. These are written, the gospel was written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, ye might have life through his name. So he says, I wrote this gospel to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God in the flesh, that you may know something, that you may believe on Jesus Christ and have life. And then he wrote the epistle, saying that you might know it for a fact, settled. Based on the authority of God's Word, you may know that you have eternal life. And that life, as we saw, is in His Son. If you would look at Ephesians 1, the Bible tells us that this process, if you will, it's really an event, takes place when we place our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians 1, verse 12. That we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now I want you to see in this passage that God equates trusting in verse 12 with believing in verse 13. The reason is because they're the same thing. When we believe on Jesus Christ, we are placing our trust on Him as the one who can save us from our sins. We're placing our trust on Him as the one who can take us to heaven. So trusting and believing on Christ are synonymous. And what John is trying to tell us in this epistle is we can know it. You know, there's nothing worse than a Christian who doesn't have confidence. And you meet them all the time, because the people out there that believe you can lose your salvation, they're always going, oh, I wonder if I'm saved today. Is today one of my saved days or one of my unsaved days? This really happens out there. And if they're stuck in sin, or if maybe they're discouraged or whatever, it's one of their unsaved days. Well, they're not very effective for Christ on their unsaved days, are they? Of course, we know that there's no such thing as an unsaved day for a Christian. But when you don't have this confidence, when you don't have this assurance that you're God's, and that you're sealed, as we read there in Ephesians 1, but the Holy Spirit, that your salvation is secure in the Lord Jesus Christ, you aren't going to be an effective witness for Christ. You aren't going to be an effective testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why John wrote, I wrote these things that you might know. Not wonder, that you might know that you have eternal life. And every Christian who has placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ should know. I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I know heaven's my home. I know Jesus Christ indwells me. And I know He's going to take me to be with Him someday. I know He's coming back for me. You should be able to say, I know these things. And when saying that, you're not saying, well, I'm better than other people. Listen, we're just sinners saved by grace. This confidence, this assurance of knowing has nothing to do with being good. It only has to do with placing your faith in the authority of this. That's it. Now God said, we've read it, that if we do place our faith in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life. So we either believe that or we don't. It always comes down to God's Word. And if we believe God's Word, then God told us we have eternal life. And John said, this is the record. This is the record. He's finishing his first largest epistle to Christians. He says, this is the record. God hath given us something, eternal life. And that life is in Jesus. Jesus alone. And he goes on to say, if you have Jesus, you have life. And if you don't have Jesus, you don't have life. It really comes down to that. You know, if you go to John 11, the Lord Jesus Christ encouraged Mary and Martha just before he raised their brother, Lazarus, from the dead. And I want you to see what he said about life and death here in John chapter 11. Notice verse 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Actually, let's go back. Verse 23. Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Verse 24. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. So she understands that there is a resurrection, and she understands that her brother had trusted Christ, and she understood that her brother one day would be forever with Jesus. She said, I understand all that. But Jesus was saying, I'm about to raise him from the dead now. Now that part she didn't get. But in the process of telling her that, look what he said. Verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection. So she said, I believe one day there will be a resurrection. Jesus said, I am standing here before you as the resurrection. Not only as one who will bring the resurrection, but I am the embodiment of the resurrection. He goes on to say, and I am the life. I don't just give life, I am life. Then he goes on to say, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. That's why we call it eternal life. And by the way, it's a present possession. Amen. John 6:47, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. In other words, it's not something you will have someday. There are some groups out there that teach that when we die, we just wait in the grave until the resurrection. We basically go to sleep and just wait. But that's not what Jesus said. He said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And he goes on to tell us, 2 Corinthians 5, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. That's why when we go to a Christian funeral, we say, this is just the person's shell. They're already in heaven. Because that's what God says. Never die. You just change locations. This is the record that Jesus came to give this to us, to pay for it, of course, at Calvary, and then to give us this amazing gift of eternal life. And then John says, and I am writing this epistle unto you that you might know that you have it. And my prayer would be that everybody in this room could say confidently, I know. I know that I have eternal life. Not I hope so or not I think so, but I know based on this. There was a time in my life that I repented of my sin and I placed my faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And based on the authority of God's Word, I know that I have eternal life. I hope you can say that. If you can't, you just need to repent and come to Jesus Christ and then you can know it. If you can, you need to be praising God every day for it and telling as many people out there that they can have it too. These things have I written that ye may know, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Let's pray.